Though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Sarah Williams, the old astronomer, to his pupil. Chapter 1. Intruder. Star kicked off the grass and flew into the currents on the tail of Hazelwind, 4 stallions, and 2 battle mares. The sky was clear, and Star found it difficult to judge his altitude without the clouds. He was a good flyer now, but he was still getting used to his powerful wings and to the confusing perspective of the heights. He glanced upward, wanting to soar higher, but Hazelwind leveled out when the air grew thin. Star glanced at the flyers around him, noticing their chests expanding and falling too fast, their bodies shivering, and their eyes leaking tears. This was high enough for them, but the starfire he'd received a moon ago on his first birthday filled his belly, pulsing through him and warming him, and Star had no trouble breathing. He tamped down his longing to fly higher and focused instead on the mission.
"Eyes down," Hazelwind neighed over the ripping currents.
Hazelwind's dam was Silver Lake, the past lead mare of Sunherd, and she'd asked her adult colt to patrol the skies. They circled above the vein where their herd lived and grazed. Earlier, Hazelwind had spotted the hoofprints of an intruder, and he'd invited Star and some others to help him search for the stranger.
"You're sure we're not looking for a horse?"
whinnied Dewberry, a small but fierce battle mare. She was 4 years old, and Star didn't know her well, but Hazelwind did. They'd met in Sunherd's old army. Hazelwind flicked his ears at her.
"Horses don't travel alone."
"Neither do Pegasi," she countered.
Hazelwind snorted, and his wing caught the edge of a wind current, sending his body into a spiraling roll. Dewberry nickered in delight as Hazelwind struggled to right himself. When he was gliding safely again, he explained,
"A lone horse wouldn't come so close to us, Dewberry, but a spy would."
"A horse spy?" she asked, blinking her large eyes.
Hazelwind opened his mouth to answer, but Dewberry darted ahead, flicking her tail at him. Star nickered, amused by the banter between the steeds, and feeling joyful to be part of a herd, and, more than that, to be flying. After Star received his power from the 100-year star, he'd settled his followers in the Vane along the western coast of Anok, near Crabwings Bay. He called them River Herd, in honor of the deep, winding waterway that had led them from the heart of Mountain Herd's territory to the sea. 500 steeds had followed Star out of Rockwing's Canyon Meadow and into an unknown future. Since then, 200 more had abandoned their herds, risking execution from their overstallions, to join Star. They had been surviving in the Vane for the last moon, but Star knew he had to find them a home, and quickly. The pregnant mares were nervous and impatient. Some longed to return to Sunherd's lands, but Star chose not to claim his old territory. It was surrounded by herds that were hostile to him and to the steeds who'd joined him. War could not be avoided if they returned there. And Star wanted a new beginning for River Herd, a territory unscathed by battle and the devastating memories of the past. But the decision was not his alone, for he was not the overstallion of River Herd, and neither was Thunderwing. The mighty crimson-feathered bay had given up his power when he followed Star, and he was now known as Thunder Sky. Star had formed a council to govern River Herd. They met daily to discuss their future, and Star trusted that an appropriate home would be decided upon soon. In the meantime, River Herd lived peacefully in the Vane, but trouble, it seemed, had found them. Star and the others scanned the terrain far below their hooves. The great river that had led them to the coast was just a thin blue line. The trees were shapeless green clumps, and the grazing River Herd Pegasi were the size of ants. Star squinted his eyes, and things became clearer. He could make out the colors of the Pegasi, even spotting Morning Leaf's aqua feathers. From there, he surveyed the terrain, sectioning it into shapes so he wouldn't miss anything. Suddenly, a movement caught Star's eye, so stealthy he might have imagined it. He blinked, shaking his head.
"Did you see something?"
asked Hazelwind.
"I thought so, but I can't be sure."
The patrol tensed,
and Dewberry spoke.
Trust your eyes, Star.
He had seen movement, and she was right. He shouldn't doubt his own eyes.
Yes, I saw something.
Take us to it,
Hazelwind said, ears pinned.